Talking with Coach Finnegan, his team wins 10-2 over Indian Hills. And, Coach, 3-2 game up until that big eighth inning, and the offense was able to come through at the right time. Did you get a sense that you had that one inning in you?
Well, I hope so, with the wind blowing out. It was a good game all the way around. Their starting pitching, our starting pitching, their bullpen, our bullpen. They made some good defensive plays. I mean, going into the eighth inning, it was a nail biter, and it was all it was going to be is that one extra run. Who could push that extra run across? And fortunately, we did. We finally got some timely hitting, and put ourselves in a good situation to win the game.
Talk about the pitching this year. It has been really, really good. I mean, yesterday you threw blanks down the line, and now today only a couple of runs. So what is it about the starting pitching that's proving to be so efficient?
Well, a lot of it is we're throwing quality strikes. We're working downhill. We're getting ahead of the count. We're making the routine plays behind them, and that's going to help us regardless. We've minimized a lot of potential big innings by making a pitcher's pitch and getting ourselves out of a jam, you know, with a double play. We've just been very, very fortunate and very lucky.
Caden Heidrick has the big hit in that eighth inning, the three-run triple. And, what was it about that hit that meant a lot to him, but also to the team?
Well, I mean, anytime you're in a situation like that, obviously we've been struggling with runners and scoring a position. With Caden, I thought his approach was perfect. I thought a couple guys in front of him tried to do too much with it, got long with their swings, and Caden took a ball in the outer third and drove it the other way, cleared the bases for 4 RBI triple, and kind of put it out of reach, which is good, which is what, you know, we needed that. We needed that breath of fresh air right there for us offensively.
As you look forward to next week, you go on the road a little bit. What would that mean for your team?
Well, Wednesday we're here against Frank Phillips, I think, and then, on the weekend we go down and play Rose State Saturday for a doubleheader makeup. We'll just see what we can do. We got to keep rolling, kind of see what happens. You know, it's one good weekend. That doesn't set the tone for the rest of the year or anything like that. You hope it does, but, we still have a lot of things to improve. I think we got to get better offensively. We got to get better on the bases. We still made some mistakes defensively that we got to clean up. So, we got a lot of time to figure some things out and kind of go from there.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much.
No problem.